You can just see what it's like to be...
Well, it's just a sample of my brother's shoes. And what can happen when you want to devote yourself to your family and do the best you possibly can for your family? Can it be done? Well, we're going to find out from Adam Reeves, who's director of My Brother's Shoes, and, of course, Derek Zimrak, who is our film guy. He's also with us because, if I'm not mistaken, before I talk to Adam, Derek, this movie is going to be shown world premiere August the 15th, correct?
That's correct. Exciting.
And where is that going to be?
It's going to be at the Ream Theater in Moraga.
Fantastic. Okay, Adam, first question to you. How did you get involved in this project and why?
Well, Derek and I have been friends for a while, and he came to me with some ideas to start a film up, and he got the germ of a story going for me, and it just kind of took off and became its own creature, and before I knew it, we had a full script, and we were looking for casting and started filming right away.
Fantastic. And how much of you and maybe your family is in this movie?
Oh, that's a personal question. Let's see here.
Of course it's a personal question.
Anything you write, I think, is based on real life, even no matter how zany or fictional it is. So there's pieces of your life you bring into any kind of script or book that you're writing. My life, my brothers, we've never gotten along that well, so we each think each other has a better life, and we still do, comparing each other. And I think it's important to, like, just be in each other's shoes for a day and find out maybe it's not as great as you think it is, and you long for it to have your life back the way it was.
Well, isn't that the old saying, you know, grass is always greener, and then you get there and
always... walk a mile in my shoes,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
that type
exactly.
of thing. So tell me about these brothers. Why they're so different, right?
That's true. One is very conservative, has a beautiful wife, is trying to start a family. The other is just kind of out there, gay, can't hold a relationship, can't hold a job, and is always having money problems. And he leans on his older brother, almost like a father figure, to help him out, constantly bailing him out of troubles and loaning him money, which, of course, he never pays back.
Mm-hmm.
And his older brother's finally had enough. The younger one says he has no idea how lucky he's got it. I wish he could be me for a day. And just like Freaky Friday, they swap places and find out what it's like to be each other for a day.
Sort of a modern-day 48 hours, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. It's got a nice twist because they actually physically change places so that the world sees them as they always are, but they see each other. They look in the mirror and they go, that's not me, and they realize that they've swapped places.
So, Adam, you wrote the script. You're directing it. Are you in it?
No, I'm not in it. I could have done a little cameo or a walk-on or something, but I'm not quite ready to do that Alfred Hitchcock where I show up in every film yet.
Yeah.
So. I like being behind the camera. My days of being in front are over, I think.
Well, don't say that. They're never over. It's the personality and the character of the person.
And I think each of the people playing the parts, all those characters are a piece of me anyway. So I'm pretty much on every single character.
Aha, uh-huh, you finally admitted it. See?
Yes.
Now,
Adam, making an independent film, what do you think your biggest obstacles were? Biggest obstacles is time. You really have a tight budget. You have to work with what your budget is. And, of course, that means, you know, we shot this in 2.5 weeks, which when you see the film, you will never believe that. It's amazing. We had great talent, beautiful cinematographer on there to make it look as, well, it is professional, but no, there's no way you can normally shoot a film that quickly. And therefore, you don't get to rehearse with the actors. You don't have a lot of time to discuss characters. And you don't have a lot of time to do a lot of takes. You're like shooting in one location, and you're gone, and don't go back to that location if you can help it. So. And also, one reason we're premiering at the Ream Theaters, we shot a lot of scenes there. So it's going to be nice. People seeing the movie will actually be on the set we shot in. So it's kind of fun.
Right, and I think what's great about that is that, you know, how the set design really changes, you know, the way something actually really looks, and you will never know it. It's a movie theater. And,
really?
That's the magic of movie making, and that's what's fun, is that the locals will be able to attend the premiere and see it on the screen and go, wow, is this the same room I'm sitting in?
Amazing. Well, you know, it's the imagination which makes it happen, and obviously Adam has the imagination to make that transition, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, what's nice, too, is it doesn't go for one angle like the gay angle or the straight angle. It really crosses all aisles and platforms, and it makes you think, and it's a zany, funny comedy, but then there's some, as Derek will tell you, there's some poignant moments in the film that will really make you think and also make you tear up, hopefully, if it's done right. So it's a very serious and very silly moments in the film.
And Adam, all the cast is actually from Northern California, a couple from Los Angeles, but there's one actually from the Sacramento area, correct?
Yes, Robert Venn, who was playing one of the office workers. He is a rather famous opera singer based in Sacramento. So
amazing.
I've actually saw him in some of the light operas out here in San Francisco and approached him about playing the role.
Fantastic. Now, is this going to be also on DVD? Where else is it going to be shown?
Well, we're going to be hitting the film festival circuit first. We're going to have some limited theatrical releases in some theaters. And then we're doing the film festival. Obviously, California Independent is the first one. Then we do the festivals. After the festivals, we'll look at distribution, and that'll become the DVDs, and that'll become the Netflix-y type things, online. We do have DVDs already on pre-order. They don't ship until after our premiere on August 15th, of course, and they can get those on our website.
What's your next endeavor? It's in the can now, so you're ready to go.
No, I'm actually, yes. We're already starting to talk to several people about getting some other ideas together. I still have a Christmas holiday movie that I'm still trying to get together, but I think we'll do one more before we hit the holiday movie circuit, because that's going to be a much bigger budget, and it'll have some bigger names in it. So,
are you going to write the screenplay for that one, too?
Well, the holiday one's already written. That was actually, we tried to get that one before this one, and we decided let's go smaller and cheaper first and get some experience under our belt and get it out there that we know how to make films and we know how to make good films.
Very good. That's the other thing. Raising money to do these things, that ain't easy, is it?
No, they want to see what you've done before, and if you haven't done it, then they don't give you the chance to do it. So it's that kind of horse and egg, or what is it?
Horse
egg
and
chicken thing.
Oh, egg
and
yeah, either one. So. Now, so how did you raise the money for this one?
Well, we actually independently funded it through different producers and donors, so we were able to raise the money through that.
Cool.
Investors.
What was the bottom line on it?
The bottom line was about $250,000.
You did well. If you get it done in 2.5 weeks with that kind of budget, that's amazing.
Yeah, we could have used a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get into a lot of post. And the problem with a lot of people that do independent films, they don't plan on the post work, which gets very expensive and has to be done. Colorization, editing, sound. We have a composer we hired that's writing beautiful music for the film.
Cool.
So everything's going to be original. So it's going to be nice.
Sounds
right. And a lot of people don't realize how much, you know, music changes a film, and also the color of the film, you know, colorization can really change things. And
the editing.
And doing it, you know, everything right, taking the right steps, and it's going to be a great film. So people should go out and go to the website, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, the website is just mybrothershoes.com.
Okay. And of course,
simpler.
Are they going to meet you on August the 15th?
It is the world premiere. No one has seen the film. Even the cast hasn't seen it. And they're all coming out to the theater. They're all flying in from L.A. or around here locally. Some of the crew's coming in. We have a lot of press coming. La Miranda Weekly and some other papers are covering it. We have a big party before we show the movie, and then they're all staying for Q&A. So it's going to be quite a night. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll have DVDs there for people to sign and posters.
Oh,
so that's
cool.
Really the great night to do a big splash.
Derek, now how do they get tickets for the world premiere?
For the world premiere, you can go to LaMirandaTheaters.com to get those tickets.
Adam, we loved having you on, and I hope you'll come back again when the next one's ready to go out.
There we go. I'll be here.
Thanks, Adam, and the best to you. I hope it's a major, major success for you.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed being on the show.
Likewise.